Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today on the Pageantry Podcast, we are fortunate enough to be speaking with Mr. Steve Mays of National American Miss, also known as NAM. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. And again, we thank you for calling in today to visit with us on the podcast. Let's just talk a little bit about NAM, the state of the industry, your thoughts, views. When was National American Miss founded?
National American Miss was founded in 2003. So after producing pageant events for, it's about 23 years, we wanted a fresh new concept, one that would change everything. So we started NAM, National American Miss.
And what's the philosophy behind your system?
I'd say it's really summarized in a little two-word phrase that you often see printed next to our logo on our website and on our materials: growing confidence. That's what we're about. All of our activities, whether it's a rehearsal, a competition, you know, interviews, community involvement, whatever it is, all these things are designed to help each girl gain a confidence that will pay off throughout her life.
What type of competition is this? Is it strictly a pageant system, a modeling system?
National American Miss is a pageant system. We are in every major state. We have offices across the country, and we call them our state directors. They are responsible for anywhere from 1 to 10 states, and they carefully manage each of those states. They hold an annual event, one event generally in the summer. They are statewide events. We don't hold locals. We only hold state events, and if you qualify at state, then you go to nationals.
Now, as someone new to the industry, how can I find out about NAM, besides in pageantry, but how can they also enter an event?
But yeah, obviously, stop number one is your pageantry magazine. You'll see us, we always make sure that we have a full-page representation in there, and you'll also see all the contact information in the back of pageantry in the classifieds. Aside from that, we're very accessible. The easiest thing, of course, is just to go to our website, which is namiss.com. That's NAMISS.com. You can view your state pageant information there. You can see all of the events, the dates, a sample schedule. You've got the state director's contact information there. You can apply online right then. Everyone across the country is consistent, professional, and friendly. They'd be happy to talk with you, explain the program, and if you want, sign you up on the phone.
Now, I'm going to enter a NAM event. What types of competitions or divisions can I expect?
Well, there's two parts to NAM. One part is the required event. That is the, as you might say in traditional pageant parlance, is the competition for the Queen's title. And then aside from that, we have the optional contests, which are exactly as they're stated, they are optional. So we have lots of ways to customize your pageant weekend experience through the optionals. But the main event involves formal wear, interview, personal introduction, which is like a small public speaking segment, and then also community involvement. Those are the four areas in which everybody participates that are in our program. But then aside from that, we do offer the optional contest. We have 13 different optional contests, so a girl can kind of cafeteria style put together her own pageant experience that she would like. Most of these are free. Some of them have a small charge. They all offer great prizes and awards. So those optional contests include talent, photogenic, modeling, actress, art, academic achievement, top model, community involvement, and we have many more. For instance, our public speaking contest is called Spokesmodel. You know, you can see all of these on our View Videos page on our website at namiss.com. You can select View Videos, or you can go to our YouTube channel. Just go to, of course, YouTube, and then select My N.A. Miss, My N-A-M-I-S-S, and you'll go to our YouTube channel. There you'll see lots of videos of the overall competitions as well as the optionals.
And we have also linked to your videos through Pageantry Digital Magazine as view commercials here.
Awesome. We appreciate that.
Oh, our pleasure. Prize package, scholarships?
Absolutely. Nationwide, and I don't know, I am told that we have the world's largest prize package nationwide. Each year we give out more than $1.5 million in cash prizes, scholarships, and awards. Our scholarships are basically two kinds: modeling scholarships and college scholarships. The college scholarships are to the university or trade school of your choice. We award hundreds of modeling scholarships as well each year, and those are all to recognize modeling schools across the country.
Excellent. It's a large industry. There's a lot of nuances between various systems, different philosophies. What are some of the main positives that someone can get out of competing in NAMM or any other event within the pageantry industry?
Well, you know, Carl, you and I have talked about this many, many times over the years. We believe in the power of positive pageantry. I support all of the other major systems. For example, I and others in my organization have judged for Miss America. We judge for USA. I've served as an auditor for America. We support pageantry, specifically any and all pageants that have the right focus, who hold events with integrity, who run on time, who are accountable, and who are transparent in all their dealings. We believe that this is a great industry that can do great things for girls across the country, young and old. It's a great industry. I'm proud to be a part of it.
23 years of being within the industry, how do you feel the state of the industry is now? Growing?
Well, like any other industry in America or the world, everyone's going through a rough patch. The economy is down. We're having to make choices as far as the activities in which they participate. Each family, each person's different, but we're very thankful. We are actually growing. The new concept that is NAMM, with our emphasis on growing confidence, I'm thankful to say across just these 7 years, we've had tremendous growth. I am told, and I guess your most recent article points out we've grown to be the largest pageant system in the country. So we appreciate the growth. It's an exciting time. I think it's an important time when you go through the forge like this that every company, every pageant system, think about who you are. Who do you serve? What are you about? This is a time to, again, be in that forge and make sure that you have the right focus. The focus for our system, again, growing confidence. Our focus is on life skills. We're about changing lives one at a time for the better.
And going back to your specific organization, unlike a lot of other national competitions that are held in the summer, you actually do yours a little different.
Absolutely. Yeah, our nationals are held during Thanksgiving week each year. It's a time, you know, when mom and dad have time off work. Generally, school is out most all of Thanksgiving week. It's a great time. We host it out in beautiful, sunny Anaheim, California. It is always just the weather is perfect at that time of year, and it's just a great time to get away. So we have a week-long good time there with families from across the country there in Los Angeles, Hollywood, Disneyland, all of the great activities out there. It is a blast.
And someone attending whether a state event or your nationals, what can they expect from a production standpoint?
Consistency, quality, integrity. I'd say that we are known for top-notch judging and scoring. We believe and we train all of our directors in having large, diverse, well-trained judge panels. We have a consistent scoring system that's taxi-tested tough, proven over these 23 years of pageant production. There's no detail left to chance. We bring in concert-level lighting and sound. We have a professional nationwide audiovisual production company that comes to all of our events with their trained crew. So when you get to one of our events, state or nationals, you will see, it's our trademark, you will see beautiful lighting, quality production, including projection screens, music videos, a high-end sound system that even the most demanding singer will appreciate. It's a high-energy production with all the laser lights and the fog and the sun, and it's put on by professional people that really care. We're all there for the same purpose. We want that moment when each girl is on stage to know that she is a star. She is valued. She's respected. This is a really big deal, and we want to make her moment the best it can be. All of those things are really the hallmarks of our events. Every state being consistent, you know, whether you're a participant or part of the audience, you'll see quality and consistency that you can depend on.
We've covered a lot of ground, state of the industry, state of NAMM, growth, positive ideals. Is there anything else that you would like to impart to our listeners about the industry, but more specifically about National American Miss?
Just we appreciate so much the support of Pageantry Magazine, the support of all of our friends out in pageantry, from other pageant systems and participants as well. It's a great community. I'm very proud to be a part of this industry. Also, of course, come see us. Stop by one of our shows. Find out what we're about. Check us out on namiss.com. Or, again, go to our YouTube channel. Go to Facebook. Check out National American Miss. Friend us or fan us. And let's get to know each other. Other than that, I just say, as always, have fun. Set your goals high. Go after them. And we wish you the very best of success in everything you do.
And thank you, Steve. Again, today we have Mr. Steve Mace with National American Miss on the line with us. We wish you the best, a successful year in the future. And again, thank you for calling in today, Steve.
Thank you, Carl.